Great to be with you, and we had a wonderful time in our pre-service meeting. And I'm still, you know, thinking about the wonderful service that we had on Sunday. And as we brought out in the men's meeting here, that service was made possible in some degree by virtue of the tremendous pneumoplasm that had been generated in our primal spirituality class here. I'm sure you all know what I mean by pneumoplasm, when spirit moves into form and a spiritual substance is generated, pneumoplasm. And so we had a beautiful service on Sunday morning. And I've been really thinking about it ever since that time. Our responsibility coming out of that service, very much to me, of being priests and priestesses of the Most High, universal priests and priestesses. And in the words of Swami Beyondananda, the world is suffering from a terrible case, a severe case of truth decay. Truth decay. And the only people who can really deal with this truth decay are priests and priestesses. I mean, we can deal it within ourselves. We can take the drill of love. I hope you'll follow me in this analogy. We can take that drill into our own consciousness and begin to drill out the truth of love, drilling out some of that truth decay. Yeah, I know. No, it's not really painful. It's the easiest thing in the world, really. You want to get rid of that decay. That decay is blocking the truth of love from coming through you. And so you want to get in there with that drill, if you want to put it that way. It's kind of a laser beam of love, and it will eliminate that decay, and it will maybe put in a filling of love, or maybe even a crown of creation, or you may have to do a root canal. I hope no one is going to the dentist in the immediate future. Oh, no.
We'll build a bridge to a new tomorrow.
Okay. I better leave that analogy. But really, that's the only way to deal with the truth decay in the world. I mean, as David particularly was bringing out in our pre-service meeting, we live in a very dysfunctional culture. It's characterized by truth decay on many, many levels. And there's a tendency to get involved in all of that, to get involved in the human drama. I mean, as much as we are seeking to bring our own culture here, based on the truth of love, we still are surrounded by all of this dysfunctional culture, these other paradigms, and we still find ourselves at times drawn into this. And it takes some real steadiness, some real centering to stay true to who we are in the midst of all of this. That's what I mean by being a true priest and a true priestess of the Most High God, is absolutely maintaining that spiritual centering no matter what is happening around you. And continuing to generate that pneumoplasmic field that will create this new culture. And there are so many ways that the pneumoplasm that we have generated can be dissipated. I mean, if we begin to react to something, if we begin to feel that anger welling up within us and actually begin to express it, we find some of that pneumoplasm being dissipated. I always remember in this connection, when I came here in 1971 to live, and I was in this 4.5 month class, and it was a very concentrated class, and we were doing very deep spiritual work. And right in the middle of the class, I think it was about 2 months in, when I had allowed a lot of pneumoplasm to be generated in me, and the class itself had generated a lot of pneumoplasm, there was this very attractive young woman who came on to Sunrise Ranch. She was just a visitor here, just a guest. And I was kind of hypnotized, you might say, by her beauty, by her attraction. And I invited her to go down to Denver with me right in the middle of the week. I think it was a Wednesday night. We drove down to Denver in my car. We went to several nightclubs, did a lot of drinking and dancing, and we came back about 1 or 2 o'clock in the morning. I got about 3 or 4 hours of sleep, and then I came into class the next morning. I was just kind of dragging in. And John Gray, who was kind of the class leader at that time, said, "Well, Jerry, I can sense that you had quite a night. It's obvious that you blew all your pneumoplasm." And I had to admit that he was right. I could feel that the pneumoplasm had just departed from me. And so here I was, not really taking full responsibility as a class member and allowing that pneumoplasmic field which had been built up in me and also in the class to in some way be dissipated. And when we do that individually in the collective system that we have here on Sunrise Ranch, it tends to dissipate pneumoplasm for the whole community. So how careful I think we need to be in consistently generating the highest within us, constantly generating pneumoplasm, and allowing that universal priesthood to be true in our living. Otherwise, what really are we doing here? And to me, this, more than anything else, can form a very creative, radiant field for what is coming to us in the way of the Arise Festival. That's what's going to really do it for Arise. I know there may be, 10 to 12,000 people here, but if we don't have a core of the priesthood here generating that substance, even though there are 12,000 people here, it's going to go haywire. We could be the dominant factor here, even with 12,000 people, if we are consistently generating that love from our core. So, how important it is to be true to ourselves, and as David brought out on Sunday, to be in the forefront of that marathon. I thought that was a very beautiful analogy. We are running a marathon, and the only way we can be in the front of it is as we are consistently generating that pneumoplasm. That's what puts us in the front. Otherwise, we're going to be back there dissipating a lot of pneumoplasm and fading out of the field. And what do we have to bring? So that's what I would bring. Don't be afraid of going to that spiritual dentist and allowing that truth decay to be eliminated from your consciousness so that we can really bring something fine to the Sunrise Ranch Arise Festival, and to, in a sense, form a, you might say, a whole culture of the kingdom here, forming a whole new culture, not leaning over to the progressive left or to the right-wing right, but bringing a new culture, which can't be defined in political terms or any other terms except in the spiritual terms that we're familiar with. So will you be with me in that, bringing that new culture?
Yes.
All right, let's do it, folks.